This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Air travel is struggling as carriers are having difficult time keeping their schedules. Nearly 8,000 flights this week were canceled in the United States. Allied Pilots Association spokesperson Dennis Tager says airlines are overbooking, leading to cancellations.
We are beyond exhausted. They are trying to get us to fly to the maximums that the FAA has. The bad news is it means a flight cancels. When you schedule the airline to the max, you're going to have failures.
The Senate on Thursday approved a bipartisan gun control bill, clearing the way for a final congressional approval of what will be lawmakers' most far-reaching response in decades to gun control. The $13 billion measure would toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers and help government put in place red flag laws that makes it easier for lawmakers to take guns away from citizens it deems unfit. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Representative Liz Cheney is starting to ask Democrats to switch parties and vote for her as she faces a tough primary. Cheney's campaign website recently added a section that tells voters they must be registered as a Republican to vote for Cheney in the Wyoming August 16th primary. The Biden administration plans to do some major overhauling.
The Biden administration proposed a dramatic overhaul of campus sexual assault rules, supporting the rights of victims and widening colleges' responsibility in addressing sexual misconduct. For the first time, the rules would formally protect LGBTQ students. The proposal announced on the 50th anniversary of Title IX, which outlaws discrimination based on sex in schools and colleges, is intended to replace a set of controversial rules issued during the Trump administration by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Governor Kathy Hochul, the Democrat from New York, said Thursday on MSNBC that she is convening the legislature of New York to fight the Supreme Court ruling allowing New Yorkers to carry weapons.
Teddy Roosevelt was president when we had this law in place. That's how long it goes. So when they talk about we have to look at historical tradition, I think that's long enough. We've had this on the books. We've been able to protect New Yorkers all this time under this law. So to have them set us back to a time where I have to consider what it was like when our founding fathers were writing the laws, I mean, that's absurd. And it's reprehensible. It's hurtful to all of us who are on the front lines of trying to have sensible gun safety legislation. And you look at what's happening in Congress. For the first time in 30 years, we're going to have at least a breakthrough, a bipartisan approach to do something, because even they can hear the voices of people crying for help. And across the street, the Republicans on the Supreme Court are just oblivious to it. They're intentionally ignoring the rights of governors to protect our citizens.
The death toll from a devastating earthquake in Afghanistan this week continued to climb days after villages were turned into rubble, killing roughly 1,150 people and injuring scores more. The magnitude 6 quake on Wednesday struck in the night as people were sleeping. NASCAR racing is in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got John Fleetwood up next. John is the managing editor for America Faith. John, how you doing, buddy?
Doing fantastic. Looking forward to this all week, Bill.
Hey, yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. I mean, here you've been doing a deeper dive into the ramifications, the effects of COVID-19 vaccines. We had warning signals out from day one regarding these vaccines, and we were rushing into it based on fear and false information. And I know some people say, well, how do you say that? Well, okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and say it was a bit uninformed and we didn't have all the information that we needed. We had some early signs, and you know, which is to say that we seem to ignore all the previous history and data that we had from previous infections, and all of a sudden we started going down a new road altogether. I mean, talk about, you know, reinventing the wheel, John. And as doing such, because we've known previously, when we applied a scientific solution to some of these problems, invariably we end up, you know, 5-10 years down the road with unintended consequences. Now, some of these things you could project right off the bat, you know, mass bogus. You know, it didn't make sense. I mean, so much so that even Dr. Fauci initially said it didn't until it did, because somehow the government decided to get together and use the mask as a, you know, kind of a comfort blanket. You know, we needed something to assuage the fear. And as long as we kept amping up the fear, then we would get people to do what they wouldn't normally be open to do. Like locking down their businesses, masking up their kids, and affecting their learning ability and their speech patterns, and really dumbing them down. And we don't know, John. We probably won't know maybe for 10 years down the road how much damage was done to these kids just from that standpoint, putting masks on them, keeping masks loaded up with boogers for 8 hours a day on their faces, and having this oppressive arm of government on them and on families. We won't realize the full psychological damage, I think, for years. But we know on its face, I mean, common sense right off the bat said this is not the best of ideas.
Yeah, and I know there's a really strong desire, Bill. I'm sure you've noticed this in a lot of people, to just move on from the COVID thing. And the reason is, unfortunately, that that's what the mainstream media is trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed, but COVID's kind of disappeared from the mainstream media, even CNN, the New York Times, Associated Press, Reuters, these sort of big box name mainstream media sources that were pushing out these numbers of infections and hospitalizations and deaths and even though they wouldn't tell us, okay, well, were these deaths from deaths with COVID or from COVID? Didn't matter to them. They didn't delineate between the two, probably because they didn't even have the information. But nevertheless, they did their damage.
But they knew, John. They knew what they were putting out there. They may not have had the exact numbers, but they knew that in part it was bogus. They were going along with the status quo, with the management, the current regime, to force this on people. And of course, they've had to back off because, you know, after a while, you don't have any credibility. You know, you've lost credibility, so they figure, okay, we'll back away. But the bad thing about backing away, ladies and gentlemen, is when you do that, guess what? It allows them to come back. It's kind of like, you know, let's go back and remember, again, one of the reinforcing arms and data centers for COVID was the organization in Europe that gave us all the climate change numbers? I know you know it, and it's slipping my mind here for just a moment. But the same people that gave those projected numbers and said half of America was going to be underwater, they were out for about 20 years. We didn't hear from them. And then
they don't believe it. They don't believe it. Who are the people? And I'll prove it right now. Here,
okay.
Who's been loudest about climate change? I say it's guys like Obama. I say it's guys like Leo DiCaprio. It's guys like Al Gore. These guys all have these massive mansions right on shoreline.
Right.
If they really believe the oceans were going to be increasing because the polar, the Antarctic, or some of this ice is going to melt, why are they building their houses right next to the ocean they say is going to be destroying that shoreline? The reason is because they don't believe it. It's a racket. But my main thing with the COVID thing is, like, look, I want to understand the 3D chess of this. My point is, don't let the mainstream media controlled by these globalists and people that you don't agree with, don't let them tell you what to think. So even though the media wants to, you know, there's nothing to see here with the COVID, we've got to understand that there are things like Bill, check this out. Okay, so the COVID vaccine has been shown to temporarily impair semen concentration. I hope the men here are listening up, because as soon as I saw this, I thought there's no way, except this is coming from a peer-reviewed medical journal. So these are doctors who perform these studies and come to these conclusions. They take their work and they give it to a group of their doctor PhD peers, and they have to okay it. And only when they okay it, then can this work be published. And that's the kind of work that we have here in this study that's shown that the COVID vaccine temporarily impairs semen concentration. This was done in an Israeli study published by the peer-reviewed medical journal Andrology, and it addressed these concerns that the most popular vaccine, the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, causes detrimental impact on male fertility. So they look at 37 semen donors from three sperm banks that provided 220 samples. The study concluded that the COVID shots triggered an immune response that caused semen concentration to temporarily decline. Here's a direct quote from the paper. Systemic immune response after the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is a reasonable cause for transient semen concentration and TMC decline. So here's something the mainstream media is not telling you, is that if you take the COVID vaccine, there's a likelihood that men, your fertility can get damaged. And I know we're living in a time when there's all of these, Bill, I know you've talked about this before. There's all these miscarriages happening right now.
Yes.
And couples are, everybody knows a couple who's tried to have a child and they're not able to do it, and all the heartbreak that comes with that. And here you have just another thing that's making that difficult coming from the COVID vaccine. You're not going to hear that from the mainstream media, but man, especially as a man, Bill, that's kind of troubling to me.
Well, it really, again, it all points to what we were talking about when we first started this conversation, John, and that is, you don't know what you don't know. But, you know, and especially when it comes to science, and then when we find out, just like we did with thalidomide, you know, it all seemed to be the answer, you know, convenient for women, it was going to help them deal with nausea, and then, you know, 5 years later, and they knew sooner than that, but 5 years, the preponderance of malformed babies and miscarriages became so pronounced that they finally had to address it and said, oh, we got trouble here in River City. And this is just one of many things just like this. We've got more from John after this.
Trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
But we are Christians that are singing this song, telling how you are gonna change right from wrong. Cause if you really want to hear our views, you haven't done nothing.
You know, that's the political class. They don't want to hear our views, you know. And the evidence is clear. They haven't done anything. Well, actually, they have. But it's not good. it is, as Liz Peek referred to it, John, you know, the Fox News contributors, it's a hot mess. It is. I mean, you know, it's about as a sophisticated political term you can come up with these days, is that it is a hot mess. I mean, when Joe Biden is going into a going into a conference and they take a picture of the cheat sheet that tells him you enter the room, you sit down. I mean, it's a directive. You know, of how he's supposed to conduct himself, and a reminder. I mean, how embarrassing, John, that you've got the president of the United States. And the thing is we're sitting there looking at him going, oh my God, he is the chief executive officer. He's the president of our country. Well, what are the other leaders around the world thinking? They're going, man, the Americans have really lost their minds. 330 million people have been so infected by the fear of COVID that common sense has left the building. Crazy, huh?
Yeah, it's just that's the way they want it. I mean, they just want to be able to. The media wants to be able to dictate to us what we're supposed to think is important. And incidentally, what we think is important is rising inflation, rising costs on everything. Cost of gas is just absolutely preposterous. That's why Biden's trying to throw this like tax cut at it right now. It's not going to work. Everybody knows it's not going to work. It's just like Biden, I want to say he doesn't understand, but I think he does understand ultimately what he's doing. Like spending trillions of dollars, trillions of dollars, that omnibus bill.
Yes.
And of course it's going to lead to inflation and lead to a downturn in the economy. It's going to lead to the place that we're in right now. They knew it was going to happen. Federal Reserve, you know, the heads there, they understand this stuff's going to happen. It's all by design. Some people think, like Bill O'Reilly, as much as I love listening to him, every day, subscribe to him, and that's all that good stuff. But he goes, you know, I just think Biden's stupid and he's dumb. And then, you know, you kind of go along with that and you're like, you're banging your head against the wall, looking at what the Democrats are doing, and you're kind of in this left-right narrative, but that's not what's going on. Mm-hmm. Bill, you and I both know there's a bigger narrative going on right now. The same companies who own all these media companies are the same one who own all the vaccine companies. They're the same ones who own all the military-industrial complex. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a money trail here. What's the bigger thing happening here? Is they don't want the American people to understand that what's happening is America is being destroyed on purpose. This is orchestrated.
Exactly.
in order for these guys plugged in with the World Economic Forum, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, George Soros, all these heads of all these governments around the world, they're all organized together, and it's all open for everybody to see publicly. World Economic Forum, you go to weforum.org, you can see that this is a controlled demolition. This is a controlled demolition of the United States in order to do what? In order to build up a world government, a new world order that they call it. I mean, George Bush called it a new world order. Obama called it a new world order. And that's what Klaus Schwab, that's what they call it.
Right.
So what they're saying is they're destroying this beautiful structure that our founding fathers created because of these wild things like the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights. We get all these great freedoms, economic freedoms. We build the greatest country in the world through capitalism, even though it's imperfect. It's lifted the most people out of poverty. We have this great structure called America. Got all its imperfections now because the globalists are involved, but now they want to destroy that structure and steal its foundation so that they can erect upon it just some sort of proxy for their one world order government, because that's what they want. They want to be able to control every country from the top, so you can't have a country like the United States trying to make itself great again. And I think that's the lens, Bill, that we have to interpret really everything in
well. Well, all you got to do is listen to them, John. I mean, they've been upfront about it. You know, by 2030 is their ambition that you will own nothing and you'll like it. I mean, think about it. I mean, the very core, one of the core tenets of this America and its greatness is the fact that we own property, that you had to be a respecter of the property element of the economy. And they're taking it out. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and that's what John Locke said. Mm-hmm. I was just reading about Thomas Jefferson, and he writes that, you know, that great piece that, you know, we have the right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Jefferson said, I never said anything that John Locke didn't say.
Right.
So, and you go look at the way Locke said it. Locke said life, liberty, pursuit of property. So, mm-hmm. Bill, you're right in line zeroing in on property there with our founding fathers, and then where our founding fathers got their inspiration. Property, exceedingly important.
Exactly. Well, we were talking with Michael Bussler about these key principles that will get this country back on track, and that's it. I mean, you know, self-rule, self-responsibility. You got 330 million people. I don't care. You know, like here we are, we're dealing with gun control issue. Really, are you going to tell me the police can handle 330 million people? They can't. I mean, if you don't empower the people for self-rule, it's impossible. And you know, you cannot orchestrate morality. You can't make enough laws to create a moral people. This is something done from the inside out by the hand and grace of God Almighty.
Well, we didn't get America, to your point, we didn't get America without there being a revolutionary spirit, which a synonym for that is, you know, an anti-British sentiment, mm-hmm. an anti-royal crown sentiment. So there has to be some sort of anti there. And I think the anti today is we have to be anti-globalist.
Mm-hmm.
It really
yes.
simplifies everything that, and it helps us get to the root of the problem. It's like the difference between these, a naturopathic doctor versus, you know, allopathic, naturopathic. Do you go with pharmaceutical? Do you take the blood control medication to help lessen the symptom of high blood pressure, or do you look for the root cause?
Oh, exactly.
Because, you know, I'm eating McDonald's French fries every night before bed and a tub of ice cream, and it's like, that's what's raising my... So do you want to treat the symptom, or do you want to treat the cause? And that's what we have to do. We, in America, that we have all these symptoms, gun control and COVID and the border and with China, we have all these symptoms, but what's going on is there's an actual cause, and the actual cause are these agendas from the World Economic Forum who have these stated goals of collapsing world governments, taking away the sovereignty of every individual nation so that they can control all of it. So there has to be an anti-globalism, just mm-hmm. like there was in today. If we want to succeed, if patriots want to succeed today, there has to be an anti-globalism, just like there was a anti-British crown back mm-hmm. in the time of the revolution.
Well, it's all Babylon related, John. Think about it. I mean, this is, it's a war on God. It's either God or Babylon. And Babylon is rising right now with the World Economic Forum, all these entities, everything you talk to. It is a godless entity. And this is what they want Americans and the world to buy into. And they're going to do it by hook or by crook. They're going to force you into it. And we're not that far away. I mean, you could see the tea leaves here. I mean, with food deprivation and everything, John, we're not that many steps away in causing people to be branded so that they have access to food. I mean, we saw parents going absolutely bonkers trying to find baby formula and paying an incredible amount of money to get whatever they could get. So that's just baby formula. I mean, and all this is a test to demonstrate to the world powers how vulnerable America is. Because, you see, we've trusted our institutions and our government to do this for us. And again, if we do not have a rebirth of self-rule and self-responsibility, we're toast. We are absolute toast, John.
Amen. Fight the globalists.
Yeah, well, here it is. But you see, we're talking about this right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is a warning. This is a warning for you and your families that you need to up your game and exercise your self-responsibility, because you cannot count on these institutions. I mean, I don't know how much more evidence you need to convince yourselves that you need to take your life, your responsibility in your own hands, and you can no longer. I mean, and for anybody that trusts Joe Biden, heaven help you. I mean, God bless you. I think that, boy, you're out there hanging on a serious weak limb. John Fleetwood from American Faith. Thank you, John.
This
Take care, buddy.
This is sponsored by the Janssen Pharmaceutical Companies of Johnson & Johnson. Advances in medicine are possible when all people are represented in clinical research studies. That's why the global pharmaceutical company, Janssen, is working to ensure clinical trials are more diverse, inclusive, and equitable for all. Clinical trials are essential to the development of new medicines, and Janssen recognizes that all groups must be included so that health advancements can benefit as many people as possible. Stacey Hargraves, Vice President and Executive Sponsor of Janssen's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion in Clinical Trials effort, explains.
Diversity in clinical research not only progresses the goals of science and medicine, it also is foundational to health equity and creates a better future for all patients. Through our Research Includes Me program, we are partnering with communities to make clinical trial information easier to find so people know how they can participate and how their safety and rights are protected.
Visit researchincludesme.com to learn more about the clinical trial process and find useful resources for patients and clinical trial participants.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Air travel is struggling as carriers are having difficult time keeping their schedules. Nearly 8,000 flights this week were canceled in the United States. Allied Pilots Association spokesperson Dennis Tager says airlines are overbooking, leading to cancellations.
We are beyond exhausted. They are trying to get us to fly to the maximums that the FAA has. The bad news is it means a flight cancels. When you schedule the airline to the max, you're going to have failures.
The Senate on Thursday approved a bipartisan gun control bill, clearing the way for a final congressional approval of what will be lawmakers' most far-reaching response in decades to gun control. The $13 billion measure would toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers and help government put in place red flag laws that makes it easier for lawmakers to take guns away from citizens it deems unfit. USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. 4th of July, huh? What a special holiday for America. A lot of great memories, great moments, times for families to come together, time for this country to remember the millions of people who have served our country, that have reinforced the God-given liberties that we enjoy here as Americans. And coming up is the 42nd annual Music and Fireworks Extravaganza, known as a Capitol 4th, that's going to be broadcast live from Washington, D.C. on PBS. From 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And with us to talk more about it is Yolanda Adams. Lucky for us, Yolanda, of course, an American gospel singer, actress, and host of her own nationally syndicated morning gospel show. I'll tell you, the titles of Yolanda is unbelievable. I mean, she's known as the queen of contemporary gospel music, the first lady of modern gospel, and Variety dubbed her the reigning queen of urban gospel. Any other titles I'm missing here? Because, you know, I don't want to, you know, reduce your significance in any manner, Yolanda.
No, I stray away from titles. As a matter of fact, I run away from titles. Because, you know, you have to live up to that stuff. But well, I am really, really happy to be on the show, Bill.
Well, I'll tell you, we're so blessed with your voice. I mean, you, like so many others, in fact, even the host of this event, have had your moments at Super Bowl events. For you, Super Bowl 54, we still hear and remember your performance of America the Beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, it was a pleasure. You know, getting to do the Super Bowl is one of those things, you know, it's one of those once in a lifetime things. And as an inspirational artist, it's like, whoa, will you ever get a chance to do that? And then somehow it happens.
Exactly.
So that was very, very, I love football. I'm from Texas. So, you know, football is in my blood. It's in my genes, all of that kind of stuff. So I loved it.
It's one thing to be in front of the TV, but another thing to be in front of, you know, over 100 million people watching. No pressure, but just go ahead and go sing for us, right?
But, you know, you really don't think about the 100 million people watching or billions of people watching. You don't think about that until afterwards, because you only focus on the people. You know, I tell artists this all the time. Focus on the folks that are there, and then narrow those down to half of that. And that way you won't get the jitters, you won't get, you know, butterflies and all of that kind of stuff. And because when you get butterflies, they don't work in your throat.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I never really think about who's watching and, you know, what they will say or anything like that, because that is the easiest way to get distracted.
Yolanda, what does the 4th of July mean to you?
Oh, it means everything to us. First of all, it means that we live in one of the greatest countries in the world. It also means that it's a time for us to come together and celebrate our diversity, our democracy, those who have gone on before us, who have paved the way. And then also it helps us reflect on how can we make it better.
Exactly.
And how can we, you know, make the world better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. How can we come together and be more united? I mean, you read the Constitution. In fact, I always encourage our audience with big events like a 4th of July, get around your friends and neighbors in the back of, as you celebrate the 4th of July and barbecue, pull out the Constitution and just, you know, have everybody read certain parts of it. It's amazing when we have done that, Yolanda, how you see people's faces and realizing how brilliant the Constitution is, not that it's, you know, that we're perfect because we're humanoids, you know, we fall short, but yet as a vision, as an aspiration of, as you said, the greatest country on earth, wow, this is a really special document, and I believe it's the words of that document that really helps us to appreciate what it is, you know, to be united, to come together under this American idea. And when you look back, I mean, we're going to be celebrating, what, 246 years now as a nation. When you look back over the history, a lot of great things we've done, some things that, yeah, we can be embarrassed about. But the fact of the matter is that we can be free to talk about that and say, hey, you know what, we're going to do better next time, right?
We're going to do better now.
Yes.
we can't say next time. Can't start this thing over and try to get it. Okay, we're gonna adjust this. We're gonna do no. We're gonna do better now.
No, I agree.
Starting with the thought that it, you know, every day is a new day to get it right.
Exactly.
You know, of course. In hindsight, we can always say, oh, I should have done this. I should have done that. And we start with kindness. Let's do that. Let's start with kindness. Let's start with respect. For, you know, other folks' way of living, other folks' way of thinking. You know, of course, I believe that every person who is breathing came to this earth because God allowed it.
Yeah.
And so when we look at it that way, as opposed to them over there, us over here, I think when we give a more global, divine look at the way, you know, at people, period, at humanity, period, I think that's a better way of looking at it than, oh, they don't look like me, they don't sound like me, they don't act like me, they don't. We have to give them the grace, because God gives us the grace every morning when we wake up to live their lives, you know, in whatever capacity they do. But what we do is we come together knowing that there are differences, and we celebrate the commonalities. Everyone, I don't care who you are on this earth, wants safety. They want love and peace for their families. and they want to thrive in economies that help build, you know, their society.
Exactly.
So if we could stand on those three tenets right there, we could have so much harmony. I mean, it wouldn't be 100%, but, you know, at least we will have the dignity to look at someone else and say, oh, wow, you know, you're a beautiful divine being that got here because God loves you.
Yeah, we're made in his image. I mean, come on. You know, we are image bearers of the likeness of God. And when you really ponder on that, as one philosopher said, as a result, I've never met a mere mortal. I mean, think about that. This is how hugely significant our fellow man, regardless of where we are and what station we happen to be at that particular moment. We are exceptional because of our identity that comes from God himself. Now, this event, the Capitol Fourth, how did you get part of this?
Well, I'm a part of the whole family. So, you know, the producers and I have worked, and the folks who created it, we've worked together for the last, oh my gosh, 25 years.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm not going to make this a title either, but I'm probably one of the most frequent participators.
Yes,
because we do Capitol Four, so the memorial celebration, the veteran celebration. So we do a lot of those. And so I am so excited that this 42nd annual edition of the Capitol Fourth is happening this year. And then, of course, you know, people will be able to come. And so they'll be able to hear and experience what we all know in participating in this beautiful event.
Well, I'll tell you, what a blessing to have such an incredible cast, as you say, you know, with Mickey Guyton, the four-time Grammy nominee and host of the show as well. And, of course, Yolanda Adams. Yolanda, thank you so much for being with us. Mark it down, 4th of July. It's an annual date there for the Capitol Four at the 42nd annual Music and Fireworks Extravaganza. Broadcast live from Washington, D.C. on PBS from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Yolanda Adams, God bless. Thank you for being with us.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and breaking news out of the Supreme Court. What was initially signaled as a reversal of Roe v. Wade and ignited all kinds of protests in front of judges' homes. And we wondered, you know, was this going to have an effect? Was this going to alter the decision? Well, the court spoke today, and they have released the highly anticipated decision on Roe v. Wade weeks after this unprecedented opinion leak. It has overturned Roe v. Wade. With us right now from Focus on the Family is Lisa Anderson. Lisa's the host of Focus on the Family's Boundless Show and director of Young Adults at Focus. Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
Bill, it is so great to be here, and I'm going to forgive you because your call actually interrupted me updating my social feed with the news, but that's okay. I'm willing to pause and talk to you. So,
well, here we are. We're doing it live, Lisa, you and I, as this has just been announced, and, you know, God bless the Supreme Court. And God bless America that we took a stand for life. This could be, you know, the change that all of us have been praying for. I mean, because we're talking the very root of the death culture being upended here, are we not?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I'm making a point of, because I have many friends and others on my social feeds who would not agree with this decision, but I'm like, you guys, we got to face the facts. At this point in history, science is on our side. Common sense is on our side. Truth and compassion are on our side. We, you know, that preborn life is life, and we got to state the facts and stand behind it. And I'm a woman, Bill. I am all for women's rights. I'm all for protecting women, caring for these women in unplanned pregnancies. That's where the church and the culture needs to get behind and make this possible for women and their children.
Yes, you are a woman that knows what a woman is.
Exactly.
You know, defined by God, not by a culture.
Yes.
I mean, this is what we're dealing with. I mean, we are dealing, and I said this earlier today, Lisa, that we're dealing with the rising tide of Babylonia.
Yes.
The Babylonian culture has taken a hold here, and this is what it is. It's attack on God, and so are we going to align ourselves with God Almighty or the culture of this day that wants us to buy into a Babylonian heresy form of theology?
Yeah, and just as, you know, in ancient cultures, as we see in the Old Testament, Bill, I'm constantly trying to have a prayerful mindset of realizing
there is a great deception out there.
Yes.
So my neighbor, my friend, they are not the enemy. We know the scripture tells us we have an enemy. And that's where I'm just like trying to, I mean, befriending my neighbors is still a priority. Having a conversation is still a priority because they are deceived in many issues. And unless the Holy Spirit illuminates their heart, you know, there is no hope. And so I just pray to that end.
And I think the first line of compassion needs to be extended to those women. And you and I have discussed this on several occasions, Lisa, those women and also men who were involved and were deceived and bought into abortion. I mean, the garment of shame that comes with this, you know, the realization that you've killed your child is so overwhelming. But again, we want to encourage people that God loves you no matter what. He loves you and he will. Not only that he can, but he will. But it requires humility to come to God to be able to say, God, I'm sorry.
Absolutely. And here I am, Bill, talking day in and day out to an audience of young adults, many, you know, women who are faced with these choices and their men, you know, their boyfriends, whatever. And they're being told by the culture, you need to have an abortion because this is going to derail your life. You're going to have to drop out of college. You're not going to get a career. You're going to be, quote unquote, stuck with this baby who is going to be a burden to you. And we're trying to change the script on that. We're saying, you know what, this is a blessing. In fact, I just interviewed a couple on my show a couple months back who got pregnant in high school. She wanted to have an abortion. He actually argued against it and convinced her to keep the baby. A local pregnancy center came around them. A church came around them and completely bolstered them to the point where she said, we didn't for 2 years buy our own diapers. The church came around us and helped us make this start, make it possible, helped us get jobs and move into this season. And they are so grateful that they kept that baby who is now just about 2.5 years old.
Isn't that so cool? That is so awesome. And you see, these are the stories that we're hearing. This is what ignited this organic movement. This wasn't a movement that was created by any politician. This was a ground floor movement, as you said. Science that we're told, especially in the last couple of years, we got to believe science, right?
Yeah.
So here's all the science evidence. The scientific evidence has come out regarding abortion to realize that, look at the Supreme Court of 1973 bought into a big lie. They gave the good housekeeping seal of approval on abortion that was supposed to be safe and rare, which it turned out to be neither. And here we are, 63 million babies and counting. And that's that we know through a traditional abortion process. We're not even talking about the mail-in abortions, you know, the abortion by mail industry that has been developing that some have projected to say that it's somewhere between 30-40% of today's abortions. So we're not even counting those numbers.
Right. Well, and that's when, you know, the church gets criticized, Christians get criticized for being, oh, you're so backward, you're so anti-woman, and I'm like, no, here's being progressive. It's looking at the science and realizing and being able to admit, you know what, we made a mistake and we need to reverse this. We need to do things differently. And again, within the church, we need to say that we have cast a very judgmental eye on women who, you know what, I mean, anyone who's not a sinner, you know, let's start throwing stones.
Right,
but
exactly.
I don't know who that is. So
right.
We need to start loving these women and these men and these babies.
Barna and other research has said that approximately a third of the women that are in the pews every Sunday have been involved with an abortion. This is a silent cry and a heartache that these women carry with them to the point, Lisa, as we are seeing and hearing about, is women have been committing suicide over this. And my prayer is that, again, that all women, including men, would realize the forgiveness and love of Almighty God that says,
yeah,
hey, look, you're still my gal. I still love
you. And if they can't go to the church and find that, where are they supposed to go? I mean, the fact that they are coming, sitting in the pews, looking for that, you know, asking the Christians on either side of them to stand with them and to support them. I mean, that it's like the Lord is delivering them to us.
Amen.
So let's,
can you imagine, you know, just as you're speaking right now, I'm thinking, could you imagine churches across the country, around the world, would stand up in solidarity, first of all, to honor and glorify God for this decision, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, to come alongside those women, those men who have been carrying the ache of this shame and the loss of a child with them in a silent cry. And
yeah.
We all stood up in solidarity, putting our stones down and extending our love to all of them because of a loving Father who forgave us, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I'm seeing so much, you know, even now in the last few minutes, Bill, as I've checked my social feeds, I'm seeing a lot of the pro-abortionists say, okay, but who's going to care for these kids? You know, pro-lifers, what are you going to, who's going to care for these kids and these women? And I'd like to raise my hand and say, you know what, church, let's do it.
Amen. Amen.
Let's
and the church
it.
Is, and like you say, and the church has been doing it. I mean,
yeah.
we've got laws where if women are overwhelmed without any kind of penalty, they can surrender their child, you know, to police stations, you know, to fire departments or wherever, or, you know, these pregnancy centers that Jane's Revenge wants to burn down. Yeah, I mean, if you burn these institutions down, then that's a good question. Who's going to do it? Well, the same people that have been doing it, that have been allowed to do it, they will rise up and they're going to be, if the numbers are increasing and there will be that many more babies coming into these facilities, guess what? The God who provides will provide, will he not?
Yeah, he absolutely will. And I'm just sitting here and saying, and I know you've thought this too, Bill, like, did you think that you would be sitting here on a historic day like this? I mean, did you think?
No,
you and I
are channeling. We are channeling the exact same thought. That's exactly what I was thinking. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, who would have thought? Who would have thought? I mean, you know, we got the little precursor in May. We got a little hint of it, but it was like I was blown out of the water, and to see it happen today, just a few days after my birthday, mind you. So, you know what?
What a gift!
Happy birthday to me. Yes.
Amen. Amen. And I do want to extend. And I know your heart is the same way for those who are greatly disturbed over this decision and those that have threatened to do damage to the country, to riot in the street and to do all these things that are antithetical to the American way of life and the American jurisprudence and law and order. But more importantly is their emotions, that they think that this is the worst thing that could ever happen. And the only one that can change their hearts and touch them is the Holy Spirit. And I know that you join me in praying that they will find the peace of God, that they will seek out the peace of God and realize it just like you and I have. I mean, hey, look at, we were there. You know, we've been on the wrong side of God many times through this journey of life. And that's why we can speak with confidence the love of God and the redemption of God and what He will do. And our prayer is the same, just as He has given it to us, that He would give it to them, right? 10
Amen,
seconds
brother.
Left. 10 seconds.
Amen.
Okay.
It's exciting, and that's exactly where we are. We all need God's grace. We all need His favor. Let's go after it.
Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Lisa. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
Happy day.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.